sorry, excuse me?
Is this the stupid Kirby crap that you people are trying to get me to sell, that Kirby vacuum shit?
This stupid Kirby shit?
Hello?
You jerk ass. You hung up the phone. Was it an accident or on purpose? You tell me the truth right now.
What? You know what? What is your problem?
Hey,
are you calling here?
You jerk ass people forgot about the drop shipment again, didn't you? You son of a bitch.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Hey everybody, good evening. Good evening. Well, I'm going to be doing this all day today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We used to do morning shows around here. Madhouse Radio Morning Monday morning shows here. Carlito and Tucker Mike from TuckerMike.com in the house. What's up, Tuck? How you doing, sir?
Hello. My first cup of coffee, and started seeing your IMs bouncing all over my screen.
Oh, yeah, they come from everywhere, man. I hit everybody from all different spots. But, yeah,
Bounce.
We're live on Syndicate Radio. We are also live on the Madhouse Radio Station, 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6
The Mouth.
As well, thank you everybody for tuning in with us. We're going to do a, we'll see what we do. Lonesome Losers is around too. He said he's going to attempt some prank call confirmation numbers. That'll be good. Looking forward to that. I see he's in the chat room right now. Thank you, Lonesome. Caught him at the right time. He'll be with us as long as he can. He's a bit tired. And I have the Sunday paper, yesterday's paper. Which is usually what we end up doing here on Mondays anyway. It's always fun. We end up applying for jobs here. Taking a look here, it doesn't look like things have improved much in the last month and a half since we last did this. We still have only a one page... Wow, look at that. First of all, one of the pages is just one big ad. Where's the mic? Where's the camera? Rather? One big ad for that page. The other one... Well, it's basically all ads except for maybe a fourth of the page has some... Has some actual postings on it. That's all ads right here. Ads. So the economy has not changed, apparently. Back page, all ads. They got some jobs right here. That's it. Everything else. Join our school. That's basically all it is. I mean, for the most part, people are, you know, a lot of people are finding themselves in a career and industry where they're not going to be able to find anything or move up. A lot of people are just going back to school if they have the ability. But we still have plenty of numbers that we can call. We got a taxi driving opportunity with the Mears Transportation Group here in Orlando. We also have limousine chauffeurs, customer service collections agents. Has no phone number, but we got numbers for the other two that I mentioned. We got an assistant manager trainee paying $500 a week. Customer service representatives. And the full-time and part-time gas electric telecommunications, nights and days, in Longwood, Florida. Let's see what else jumps out at me here. I should have scanned this before we started the show. I just didn't have time. Office sales, video distribution, porno, my guess. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 in Winter Park, Florida. $10 an hour. Excellent QB experience. What? QuickBooks?
TV.
QuickBooks, I think that's what it is. Quarterback experience. I'm going to call and say, yeah, I played quarterback. Al Bundy. five touchdowns in a single game. All right, let's do that then. Office, oh, man, I gotta get phone card minutes. I gotta charge up the spoof card real quick. My bad.
No, man.
Don't! I forgot that. There's one step. There's always one thing I forget. That's nothing. That takes...
Are you
going to
be screened?
Oh, no. We need to have a spoof card missed. But in the what I can do in the meantime is play a new prank call that I edited.
It's great.
This is a prank call from Thursday. We had an average show on Thursday, but there were two gems of prank calls in that show. So I'll go ahead and play the one. I forgot what
it's...
The one with the lady? the hotel one. What was it? What did I call that? Apologize for that. It was like apologize for all that. Apologize for all that. Yeah. That's what it was. I posted that around the web actually. Haven't gotten much feedback about it, but I thought it was a good prank call at least. Oh, I did want to mention I did talk to Jin Stewart yesterday evening or yesterday afternoon. His website, jinstewart.com, J-I-N-S-T-E-W-A-R-T.com, is up. He redid the site. He's back. He's got some new pranks. I was listening to two or three of them right now while I was setting up.
Are you hosting it now? Or?
Yeah, I was still hosting it. We've been hosting it since about a good 5 or 6 months now at this point, I think it's been. It's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, big guy. Tough guy. Listen to this.
Yes,
we'll be right back.
I'll have to make a reservation, please, as soon as possible.
Soon as possible. Oh, Jesus, God.
I want you to apologize about that, too.
Okay.
All right, well, obviously we can't apologize for anything around here. Well, let me apologize for
that. Take the tape out and blow on it.
Yeah, like the old Nintendo tapes, yeah. Slap it on the side. That reminds me, I sort of watch it. Tuck, have you ever seen the Angriest Video Game Nerd? Do you ever see his stuff? There's this guy out there who does reviews like old 8-bit and 16-bit games. Oh, man. You got to check it out. He's got his stuff on YouTube and etc. Look for the Angriest Video Game Nerd. The guy's funny. He curses a lot. He's angry. He gets mad at like these old games and the crappy controls and stuff. He was reviewing Batman, like the old 8-bit Batman, the first one that came out. I used to play the hell out of that.
He's like playing it and getting angry as he's playing it.
Yeah, he gets angry as he's playing it. And he like reviews the crappiest of the crappy games from back then, like the really shitty ones. The really hard ones that were impossible to beat. Like you remember Dragon's Lair? You remember that Dragon's Lair game?
When he was a kid.
Remember there was a game called Dragon's Lair that was like a video disc game? I could never get past the beginning where you had to go over the bridge. It was like animated. It had like really good, good quality animation. Yeah, but it was impossible to play. Like you'd start it, and I pump quarters into this fucker, and you start off and you had to cross a bridge, and like you know, get to a certain point, and the guy would this big tentacle come and grab you off the bridge and kill you every time. I try to take the sword out. I try to duck this and that. Nothing. Could never figure it out. I saw a guy play it once and beat the hell out of it, but. He spent like, I want to say honestly, he spent like a good $10 trying to beat that, but I could never get anywhere in that game. It looked good, I mean it was awesome, especially back then, like you had animation style graphics, back then, that was really good, you know.
It was like, at the point, the time, that was like revolutionary.
Oh yeah. Hey Davi, hey my cat saying hi. Alright, let me play this since that other prank call isn't working right. Right back.
Yes, hello, this is Ralph Littlejohn, and I'm applying in response to your ad that was under retail in this Orlando Sentinel from yesterday. I have experience with ad placement.
Okay, you're talking to an ad that the Orlando Sentinel placed?
Right, you folks put an ad here, it says new ad placement. I have experience with ad placement in the newspaper, so I wanted to apply for this job.
Okay. Read the whole thing to me.
New ad placement. For your convenience, Orlando Sentinel classified is available for new ad placement. 24 hours a day position. 7 days a week available. 365 days a year options. Call 800 and it has your number. So I wanted to apply because I have retail experience and ad placement experience.
Okay, sir. That is not a job.
But it's in the job offers. It says here job offers.
I realize that, sir, but it's not a position that we have available.
It's in the career builder.
I understand that, sir. If you would please let me finish my statement.
Why are you discriminating against me because I'm applying for a job?
Sir, I am not discriminating against you. I'm trying to explain to you why that ad is there.
Because it's an open position.
No, it is not. What I'm trying to explain to you is that is what we in the business call a house ad. That is directed to the employer.
Yeah, okay, so this is the employer I'm calling.
Orlando Sentinel is not the
for
employer.
The employment. Yeah, okay.
We do not have any positions available in the retail section.
Okay, what is your fax number there? So I can send my fax or an email address?
You can find out what positions the Orlando Sentinel has available. by going to our website, OrlandoSentinel.com.
Yeah, you can transfer me now. Can you transfer me there, please?
Sir?
Can you transfer me there now, please?
No, sir, I cannot.
You can't transfer me to get the jobs. This is not fair. I think it's because you know that you have the same job, that you're intimidated.
Sir, I am not intimidated. I am a customer service rep.
And that's why I'm trying to get a job in customer service ad placement.
Okay, sir. We do not, what I'm trying to explain to you is we do not have positions available.
This is horrible.
I know.
It says here you have a position, new ad placement retail, sales, new ad placement retail. And then all of a sudden, oh, I don't have a position because you sound like you're going to make me look bad.
Sir, I am not an HR person.
Well, I asked you to transfer me, and you're refusing. You're blocking me here. You're interfering. You're running interference.
No, I am not interfering with you, sir.
What is your ID number?
I don't have an ID number.
Well, I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you to the career builder.
I don't work in career builder, sir.
Transfer me now. I command you to transfer me.
Sir, you can command me all you want to. I cannot transfer you to Career Builders because we are not part of Career Builders.
Okay, here's my...
Find out.
I'm going
to
ask you one question. If you look
Let
on your...
Let me finish, please.
I can't. I have a problem with letting people finish stuff. Can I just do mine first and then I'll let you do yours because I don't want to forget. It's a good point. Please?
All right.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much for being understanding and professional. Answer me yes or no. Is there a button on your telephone machine that says transfer?
Yes.
Push that button and then put the extension in for Career Builder and then press transfer. Now.
Sir,
But you can finish what you need to say first.
I do not have a position. I do not have a phone number for Career Builders.
Well, who handles human?
Orlando.
If you had to call your human resource director to see if your medical benefits were okay, what is that? You can transfer to that number, right?
No, sir, I cannot because our benefits are handled out of our office in Chicago.
Oh, the Tribune Company?
Yes.
Oh, that crap. Those Republicans. Maybe this is best that I don't get a job with you. Are you a Republican? Is that why that's what it is? Because I'm a Democrat, maybe you're thinking, oh, we can't have this liberal here. I understand.
No,
it's okay.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's called blackballing.
I can tell you how to find positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
I just want you to know that Martin Luther King didn't sacrifice himself for this.
That has nothing to do with what you want.
Well, you're bastardizing the whole movement of
Live phone call now.
Thank you for calling Wawa. It's Arizona Live. Can I help you?
Yo, what's up?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Eddie. Yo, is Felicia there?
Sure, hold on.
Oh, Eddie Garcia back. Been a while.
Hello, Felicia. How can I help you?
Yo, Felicia, can you speak up? I need to make a complaint.
Okay.
My mother came in last week, Thursday.
Okay.
With me. And her foot got run over by this car. Then we called. And we made a complaint. And they refused to take the information for the complaint that we're making. And I called to speak to a black man and a white girl. And they both hung up on me several times and said bad words. When I was trying to make the get a complaint to get your insurance information.
It happened outside of this store?
Yes, someone ran over my mom's foot with a cart. And she has encephalitis of the feet. And they had to put cortisone injection inside the bones and everything. And then your people over there refused to give information so we can make a police report and go to the report to a Blue Cross Blue Shield. I called Thursday night.
What time did it happen when you came to the store?
It was Thursday during the day. I don't know if she came. I don't know. I don't have her on a leash. I don't have that kind of control over my mother. I just know she came in and then you people ran over her feet.
Okay.
How come you people leave the carts outside and make people run over your feet with a cart? Why?
The cart?
Yeah.
We don't have any carts outside.
But there was someone else's cart from another store outside. But why was it in your parking? Why?
We didn't have it.
There was a cart out there from somebody leave a cart from another store and then it went over my mama's foot.
I was here Thursday during the day, and there wasn't a cart outside because I went out there a couple of times.
No, it was a cart only for a few moments when they ran over my mama's foot and they left with a cart. So you people are obviously not paying attention. You got a dangerous parking lot, dangerous store, and you have a why don't you have the warning there to tell people not to take carts outside of the store? They're supposed to return the carts. I already called it. They said to call you. That you had the information of me to put on the paper here. So I can fax it.
I don't know what information I can give you.
They said to ask you to get the papers.
I don't have any papers to give. That's what I don't understand. Why you get a call here?
Is this a paperless store?
Everything we go through goes through them. That's what I'm saying. The 1-800 number. They take care of all of the...
Who is 1-800 now? I don't know who this is.
It's a Wawa 1-800 number.
That's what I call it, 1-800 Wawa number. I did, and they said to call the store, Felicia. They said to speak to Felicia in the store, the person who makes the decision.
Alright, let me call and talk to them, and I'll give you a call back when I find out what papers they want me to give you.
Do you have my number?
I'm going to write that right now. What is it?
407.
Okay.
Listen, Felicia, I need you to please call back because they only give us another, like, to the end of business today, 5 p.m. to file the paperwork, and if not, then it comes out of my mama's deductible. And she on fixed income. You understand what fixed income means?
I understand.
That means every penny she make, it goes to something. And then she only gets an extra $30. So she come in to buy ice cream, and then look what happened.
Okay, like I said, let me give them a call and see what they want me to give you. I don't have any papers to give you.
How come you don't have the Bluebell sugar-free ice cream banana split? Why?
That's up to Jack and Joe to bring it in. They're out of stock at their warehouse.
It's not... Well, and look what happened. No ice cream, and then my mother lose her foot, maybe. Maybe she lose her foot. It smell, when you smell it, the doctor said if it smells like cheese, that you're going to lose it, and I think it smells like cheese.
Okay, like I said, let me call them and see what they want me to give you.
All right, tell them that they need to call back, and I need to speak to the Wawa doctor, too, please.
Okay, all right.
Hurry up. Okay, I'm waiting. Go ahead and call. Or whatever.
That was stupid, but maybe she'll call back. Hopefully. It's a work in progress, Tuck.
Hello, I understand.
Yeah, man. I think I fixed the other prank call. I apologize for all that. Let's try to play that now. There we go. Sounds
yes,
good.
Yes, hi. We'll to make a reservation, please, as soon as possible, but we have to get through some stuff first before we do that.
Okay.
What was that?
Am I holding just a moment?
No. No! Jesus Christ. Why ask if you can put you on hold and just throw you on a hold? That's an ass. Just at least wait for me to say yes.
No means no.
When she comes back, I tell her no means no.
Okay, you're trying to make a reservation. You need to call back between the hours of 7 a.m.
First of all, it is not okay for you to place me on hold. Like, you didn't let me answer the question. Like, what did you say to me, Glass? What was the last thing you said to me before you put me on hold?
I said, can you hold just a moment?
And then, did I get to answer, or did you just throw me on hold?
I didn't know if you answered or not.
So you didn't pay attention for my answer?
Okay.
Why did you ask? Why didn't you just say, I'm going to put you on hold? Why wouldn't you just do that?
I'm sorry about putting you on hold.
Well, no, it's okay. You could have put me on hold. I think you really need to apologize is for not caring about what my feelings were about you placing me on hold and just putting me on hold and making assumptions. Don't they teach you that you're supposed to wait for the answer? Like, what if I would have said, no, I don't want you to put me on hold? What were you going to do?
Okay.
Because it wasn't okay. I didn't want to be put on hold. I like to hear the you talk in the background.
Okay.
Or so? So I think you should make up for it. Give me a reservation.
Okay. I'm sorry for putting you on hold.
Okay. What else are you sorry for?
For reservations, you have to call between the hours of 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to speak with reservations.
I want you to apologize about that, too.
Okay. What am I apologizing for? That I can't make your reservations right now because we have a reservations department?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
That is here between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m.?
I apologize for all that.
Okay, I'm sorry that I'm not able at the moment to make the reservations for you because reservations is normally here between hours of 7 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Shivana.
I want you to apologize for that, too.
You want me to apologize for my name?
Yeah.
Is there something I can help you with, sir?
Reservations.
Okay, reservations is here between hours of 7 a.m. and 4 p.m.
I can hold.
So you want to hold till 7 a.m.?
That's okay with you.
No, it's not, because I have...
Well, wait a minute. When you asked me if you could put me on hold, you didn't have any consideration for my
feelings.
Would
you like to speak with a supervisor or someone else? Since, unfortunately, I'm not the one that's helping you at the moment.
Obviously not. You're obviously, you know... Yeah, is this a man I'm going
to
talk to?
I'm helping you to the best of my ability right now, and unfortunately...
Please don't interrupt me. Please apologize for interrupting me. We lost the patient.
To place a call...
And call back and tell her she didn't get permission to hang up on me.
Good evening.
Yeah, may I speak with your Shaquanda, please?
Shaquanda?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, sir, there's no Shaquanda here.
Is there a black girl there with a name that starts with S-H-A?
Yes.
She hung up the phone without permission, as I'd like to talk to her again, please.
Hold on.
There you go.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call...
They're just hanging up now. I'll try one more. I'm down to 8 minutes. I'm probably down to 7 minutes now on the phone card.
Thank you for calling us.
Yes, I've been hung up on twice there, and I require to speak to a supervisor, please.
Absolutely, I'll transfer you.
Is this Shaquanda? All right, good. This better not take. I only got 8 minutes, 7 minutes left now.
You mind holding?
No. Oh, wait, I meant to say yes. Damn it! She got me. She tricked me!
Thank you for calling.
Look, I can't wait all night for you to put me through to people. I only have about 6 minutes left on my phone card now, so you need to make it fast.
Okay, I can give you the number you can call.
And I said no. Yeah. When you asked me if I could hold a minute, I said no, and you still put me on hold again. Can you please apologize?
Okay, in order for me to transfer you, I have to put you on hold. So if you don't want to hold, I can give you another number to call.
Well,
if you don't want the other number to call, you can't make reservations.
Well, tell the person to come to the phone that I need to talk to the supervisor because I'm making...
They're at another hotel.
I'm making a complaint. They're at another hotel. I'm making a complaint about you because you hung up the phone and you said bad words.
Oh, I said bad words? What bad words did I say?
You know what you said when you hung up the phone. I heard it. You thought you
what
hung...
What did I say?
You said, I don't repeat
what
those
did I
words.
Tell
I'm
me
a
what
Christian.
Did I, say
I don't repeat.
Sir,
you must enjoy
sir,
talking
I,
those.
I'm a Christian and I don't curse. And you're being really rude right
you
now.
You said a bad word.
In front of me. You know what? I'm going to tell you some really bad words in about 5 seconds and lose my religion. So do you want to make reservations or not?
I want you to apologize for the bad words that you said.
I'm not apologizing. I'm not apologizing.
Because you're horrible.
Anything.
You're a horrible person.
Okay. I'm so glad you think I'm so horrible and hell's going to freeze over eventually. God's going to come down and kill me. But how can I help you?
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Put me through to the manager right now.
To place a call, press 1.
Yes, I'm sorry. I hung up on accident. Can I please speak to Shaquanda again?
Shaquanda is gone across the street to the hotel.
Who's this?
This is another worker.
What's your name?
I choose not to give you that information.
You're required to tell me. This is the Christian woman again, isn't it?
Why?
You're the Christian woman.
I'm not required to give you anything.
You're the Christian woman. You know, if you take a look at the permits on your wall, you're required to give me what information I call because
we don't have any permits on our wall.
Because you... Oh, so when I have a hotel, there's not a permit on the door when I close the door?
There's none.
Because you're required to have it on there, so you must have fire hazards there, and you try to cover it up.
Oh, really?
This is the... You're the...
I'm going to let you know right now. Every time you call me, I'm going to hang up on you.
You're the nasty Christian bitch who hangs up the phone.
To place a call, press 1.
All right. That's called apologize for all that. And that will be, it's going to be in the podcast effective within the next 2 hours. I promised over the weekend, a lot of people asked, hey, asshole, Where's the podcast updates? The answer, I just finished editing the third of three episodes to update with. That's right. That's exactly how they say it. But yeah, I updated three episodes. They're going to be up momentarily here. When we end the show, I'm going to hit the transfer button. And in about 60 minutes from then, everything will upload and update in iTunes for everybody and all your podcast feeder catchers, etc., etc.
Automatically upload once you sign off.
That's right. And then you guys will be happy. You can ride your bikes and tune in while you're in the library shelving books.
Yeah, we've... up right after you sign off.
All right, we're going to call that office sales job here.
Every episode you do.
This is for video distribution, a Monday through Friday job working 9 to 5.
With technology to make that happen.
And they want QB experience. QuickBooks, I'm presuming. I'm going to say it's quarterback experience. We'll see where we go with that. Let me get a song here. This is off... Hey, Tuck, you know about MF Doom, right? Didn't I taught you about MF Doom, that we play his music basically every night here.
MF Doom, yeah, the brother that wears the Dr. Doom mask.
That's right. He's a very talented rapper. We play his music basically all shows. Every show has at least some MF Doom in it, our intro, our outro, etc., etc. This is off his new album that came out a week and a half ago. It's called... he had to drop MF. Now it's just Doom. No longer MF Doom, just Doom now. But still a good album. This one came out on March 20-something.
Copyrighted somewhere?
Somewhere, somehow, I think he got some copyright issue. But anyway, everyone calls him Doom anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Anyway, this is off his new album called Born Like This. It's really good. This one is called...
He's just being hip himself and just going, man, I'm just going to be Doom.
Doom. All right. Microwave Mayo. We'll play the rest of his songs here for the show. We're only going to be on for like another hour, so enjoy while you got it. Thank you.
Hold it down, my Shatner Deuce Box.
Good morning, Jackson Supply.
Hey, Jackson, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good. I wanted to make an application for your job machine you guys have authorized here. Office sales.
What is your name, sir?
This is Jack Valente.
Jack Valente?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's your phone number there, Jack?
407-459-4534.
And are you at least 21 years of age?
Absolutely. I'm 29.
Okay. Do you have a reliable form of transportation?
I do. I could transport myself quite well.
Good. You currently employed?
No. I'm in between employment. I got fired from my last job.
And what did you do at that job?
Well, I was in the video distribution, actually. I worked at Blockbuster first. I used to distribute videos to people there, and then I was did post-production and a local independent video firm, but I got discontinued because of a romantic thing. It's kind of hard. I don't think I'm supposed to talk to you about it. Like, you're not supposed to ask me about it or something.
Well, you don't have. I'm just...
All right.
We ask, why do you leave, and you say personal, or whatever the case might be.
Can you strike that from the record, please?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, it says here you need QB experience. I actually have 3 years of experience when I was in high school with QB.
Okay.
Yeah, I also used to run...
Do you have any Excel experience?
I have excellent experience with quarterback. Yeah, I was third in the state of Florida. I played for Hialeah High School down south. And I had one game. I had 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and then we tied for state playoffs. But then we lost in a Texas standoff the next week.
Okay, what is the highest level of education that you do have, sir?
9th grade. Competency. I mean, I got my high school diploma, but my competency level always came in at 9th grade reading level, 9th grade math level.
Okay.
Now tell me more about this video. How do you distribute these videos exactly?
We're a wholesale video distributor.
And this is in pornography, I'm presuming, right? Because this is the kind of experience I have.
We have adult and horror movies and classic movies. Yes.
Okay, now the adult movies, are these more like Skinamax kind of thing, or do they actually show the, you know, as insertion?
No, we do show the penetration. The movies we have here do show penetration.
Penetration movie? Okay. What about the fetishes exactly? I've got certain things I don't get into. I'm a Christian man, so I'm okay with vaginal penetration.
Okay.
But definitely no anal penetration,
okay.
Sir.
We've got all kinds of movies from the chopping the heads off horror movies to the hardcore adult movies.
I can't have any anal penetration in what I touch. No man on man anal penetration kind of stuff doesn't fly with me. Am I distributing this to near high schools or stuff, or how does it work?
No, we distribute. We work with video stores only.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, at most of the stores we have right now, we've been doing business with them for 20, 25 years.
I had an idea.
I
mean, what about going to like some of the nursing homes and distributing like you know, videos to them?
No.
On a per case basis.
We don't do cold call sales or anything like that.
Do you know that Watchtower magazine that the Jehovah's Witnesses
customers that come in?
Excuse me. Do you know that? Do you know the Jehovah's Witness magazine, Watchtower?
I probably have seen it around.
Yeah, well, they put it in airports and old people's homes and stuff like that, old people. So I used to, they used to pay me, Watchtower, I used to distribute these things. I leave stacks of it by the book stops, bus stations, book stops, Chinese restaurant lobbies. So every once in a while, I sneak in a video every once in a while with a phone card, a $10 phone card. You're laughing, but pornography. Old people like pornography. You don't think that you have a grandma?
Yeah, everybody does.
Are your
but
parents?
Here, that's not our business. We don't deal with any phone cards or internet in that manner whatsoever.
Are your parents still alive?
Just a wholesale thing here.
Are your parents still alive? Are your parents still alive?
I'm doing the interview with you, sir.
Well, I'm asking you questions. I mean, it says I saw in 2020 that I'm allowed to ask all the questions that I want. Don't you dare hang up. You stay on the line. You answer my questions. Are your parents still alive? Because if they are, they're probably watching.
I'll answer, sir. I will answer reasonable questions. That's a personal question. It's not related to business.
May I make a statement?
This is a business matter. I have no reason, and there's no law. Well, I don't care what 2020 says, but they're going to agree with this too. That I have to answer personal questions.
Hugh Downs said it himself. You know who Hugh Downs is?
I really watch very little TV.
He's the guy on Law and Order. Listen. Can I make a statement on this? Am I allowed to say things? I mean, or do I just have to answer back to you?
If you want to make a statement, sir, you're more than welcome to make a
statement. Here's my statement. If your parents are indeed still alive, I bet you they do watch pornography.
Okay.
There we are.
I appreciate the statement.
Okay. Have you ever thought maybe they do? I mean, does that creep you out?
No, it doesn't.
I walked in on my parents having sex when I was 8 years old.
I've been around for a long time, and I'm well aware of, you know, the people that are out there.
I walked into my parents having sex when I was 8 years old, and I hit my dad in the back of the head with a baseball bat because I thought he was hurting mommy. And every time I watch porn now, I just think about my dad hurting mommy on top of mommy hurting mommy.
Well, you don't want to.
You're disgusting, you know. You're disgusting on the day after Easter selling, you know, flesh like that, a body.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Understand.
Do you go to church?
Hey, I do appreciate the interest. I don't think that we'd be able to do any...
Well, I know it's a law that you can't discriminate against me. You have to give me at least an interview.
Not discriminating against you.
Well, yes, you are. Are you an equal opportunity employer?
Since there's a... We always have done for 40 years.
Then why don't I get a chance at an interview?
You have a resume that you would like to forward or fax over to us?
If you give me the fax number, I will gladly fax it immediately to you, sir.
407-628-5.
Okay, can I send... Do I have to hit pound before I send that, or how do I do it exactly?
No, you can just go... Just dial the number direct and fax it right away. Okay. No, you gotta... You're gonna have to dial it.
Did you get the fax? Oh, sir. Sir, should I fax again? All right.
And to get him off the line somehow. Jesus Christ.
You know...
Friendly porno guy.
Thus far...
What?
In these, you know...
Job pranks. We gotta come up with a term for it. Job pranks? Is that what we want to say? Interview pranks? Job pranks. Okay, what's the best thing?
You haven't been successful in getting a job yet, have you?
I almost got a job as a doctor. Remember, the guy was getting ready to...
Success rate has been zero.
Well, you think, when I keep faxing over, farting into the phone. I don't understand how fax machines work.
You've been doing this a while. You think, just how bad the economy is. You haven't even gotten hired yet, or offered a solid offer yet.
Tuck, I'll be honest with you. A job delivering videos to local video stores, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, at $10 an hour... I wouldn't. That's not a bad job. You know, they just using the new Excel and QuickBooks. I have Excel. I could take that job. I'm thinking about calling back and quitting my current job because it's just too much responsibility. Talk, man. I'll be making 2/3 of what I make now. I make $15 an hour. I think it is.
What is QuickBooks? What application is that?
It's an accounting application. You use it for accounting. Accounts payable, accounts receivable, kind of stuff. I was going to school for accounting, kind of, you know, and I had a job for a while where I was working in QuickBooks and.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one I don't think ever said the story. They had me working in QuickBooks, and I hated the job. I hated it. I wanted to get fired. So I stopped working. Like, I would stop. I stopped entering in stuff. I figured eventually they'll let me go, and I can go on unemployment. You know, I'll just say, I didn't understand it, and they'll put me on unemployment, which is exactly what happened. Well, what I actually did, in QuickBooks, whenever you submit something, it makes a noise. It has, like, a WAV file that goes, doot-doot, like, whenever you complete a task. So they would like listen and make sure, you know, they could hear that noise on my computer. So I found the little file, the WAV file, on the computer, you know, and I just played it with, Windows Media Player. Every time they come by, I go, doot, doot. And there were a few times I go, doot, 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 doot. Like I hit it twice on accident, you know. And they're like, whoa. But yeah, it was really funny. I figured out how to make the noise so they didn't know I was just slack. And I would sit there and I was like listening to Stern and, on Stern Fat Network and chilling. Literally, I hated it. It was a miserable job, and I said, "Well, I can't quit because I won't get unemployment, and I can't act a fool and get into a fight because then I won't get unemployment. They'll negate me. But if I just say that I worked to the best of my ability, and they didn't like it and they got rid of me for that, then they had to give me unemployment. Sure enough, that's exactly how it went down. Smart on me, man. So I recommend that if you work in QuickBooks and you want to get fired. Find that little file and play it every time they come by, but don't do the work. And that way, you can lose your job, but you can go on unemployment. All you have to say is you claim that you absolutely worked to the best of your ability. How are they going to prove that? Oh no, he sat there and refused to work. Yeah, okay, right. They can't prove it, guys. They can't. They can't. It'd be harder to prove it than to just give you the damn money. Kokanee's in the live room here. Also, good to see Kokanee, our news director. My website is madhouselive.com. If you haven't figured it out yet, visit my website, madhouselive.com. We have forums up there, prank calls out the wazoo, old episodes, bits, etc., video files. We got a Wikipedia page. And we have a podcast, which you should subscribe to. As I said, I'm going to update it tonight with two prank calls. This afternoon, actually. Two new prank calls and three of our last episodes. And this one we're doing now here probably should be updated maybe later three today people. Even. Maybe I will, maybe I will. In the meantime, I say that, where's my pen at? Here we go. Let me cross that one out so we don't call it back again. That'd be embarrassing. Office sales is out of here. All right, let's see what else we got. Any questions? Him could squeeze blood from a penny in the recession. Also, if you want to reach me on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is my screen name. Wake up, sleep, repeat the lesson. Dig that beat. Ripped it with metal fingers and stomped it with big fat feet. Okay, we got one here. AC installers. Wesson Air is hiring for residential and commercial installers. We have excellent employee benefits, top pay, paid holiday, sick year, vacation, health insurance, 401k, year-round work, Longwood area, and they give me the phone number. Awesome. Cool. Maybe this is the place I used to work for. That I was just talking about. The only problem is I got to take a whiz really bad, so I'm going to have to find another prank call here to play first because I got to take a pee really bad. Let me get that up here. Let's see, what can we play? Any suggestions, Tuck?
I've pranked former jobs before.
Oh, yeah? Later on? Yeah, you got to wait. You got to be careful because they can come. They know where you live, man. They got your information.
Oh yeah, like years later.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Final destination? No, public toilet seat. I have no idea what this is about. Let's listen to public toilet seat.
This is number Uno Pizza, right, pasta back. And more and one bite, and we got you.
Yes, it is.
Hey, would I make an order with you for a pizza?
Okay. Are you gonna come pick it up?
Is that okay? I mean. May I come in?
Yes, you can come pick it up.
Okay. Do you have a deli there?
No.
Do you have cold cuts?
We have a deli sandwich.
Yeah. Could you put some of that stuff on top of the pizza?
What kind of stuff?
Like deli.
Like salami?
Yeah, like salamis. And what kind of quesos do you have?
Well, we put mozzarella.
What was that? What was that?
Mozzarella?
No, what was that noise on the phone?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What number did you hit? Did you hit one of the numbers on accident? It's okay, you can tell me.
No. No, I really didn't.
It's embarrassing. This one time I dropped the phone in the toilet when I was talking to someone about getting an interview. And I got it out, and I didn't know that it was still working. And I was like, you know, F this and S and the D word. And they heard I didn't get the job.
That's, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, dude. And my phone smells. It's got a smell in it. It's probably from the toilet.
Probably from the
Yeah.
I'm going to get a new phone.
Hey, do you normally, do you sit on the seat if it's a public bathroom, or do you hover over it?
I'm really kind of busy right now.
No, but I need to know. I'm studying for a part in a movie. So.
Why not?
Yes, I am. You don't know.
Messing with me.
I'm Ricardo Montalban.
I don't believe you. I don't even know who that is.
Oh my, that's a slight, you could at least say, oh yeah, I like you. This is, you never heard of Ricardo Montalban? That's me.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was in a few commercials, and I was in the latest Star Wars movie.
The latest Star Wars movie?
Uh-huh. And I'm on TV. I'm on a show called Dirty Sexy Money on NBC.
Oh, congratulations.
So do you hover when you go to make a number one in the public bathroom? Or do you sit on the toilet seat? Do you put toilet paper down? Or
I usually use a seat cover.
Oh, you just sit on it?
No, I use a seat cover.
You use a seat cover? But what if there's none? What if you just have either a toilet seat?
He really, really asked me some weird questions. Did you want to order pizza? Because I have a lot of work to do.
Okay, but the answer, if you had to go and you couldn't use the toilet, no toilet paper, no seat cover, would you sit down on it or would you just hover?
No, I wouldn't sit down on it.
You wouldn't? Because I would like to see like your white virginal flesh sitting on the white ceramic.
I'm sorry?
Ceramic porcelain cold toilet seat.
Okay, do you want to order? Because I really don't want to be rude to you, but I do have work to do.
Do you get goosebumps when you have to pee and you sit in the toilet and force yourself to hold it?
Excuse me, for real. Seriously, I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm turned on by goosebumps.
That's great. Why don't you go find somebody who's got goosebumps right now?
I'll give them to you if I let me talk to you a little bit more.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you about
okay, have a good night.
Okay, come on, let me give you some goosebumps.
Have a good night.
Bye.
All right, goosebumps.
He was a nice boy. He was a sweet.
I'm in the process of dialing that AC number right now. Don't go anywhere, folks.
And this is Anne. Speaking to help you?
Hey, good morning. How are you, sweetie?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, big girl. I want to make an application there for AC installation job. I got a lot of experience with that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, we're looking for lead installers and installer helpers.
I could lead, but I can follow. Wherever you tell me you want me to go, sweetie, that is exactly where I'll go.
You're more than welcome to come fill out an application.
Okay.
Should I bring
my tools with me?
Not today.
Oh, man, because I want to show you my tools. Can I at least show I know how to use the tools?
If the manager's here, he'll look at your tools.
Okay. Would you like to look at my tools?
No, thank you.
I have one long screwdriver. It's very, very, it gets deep inside there, so you can get the one, and it has a magnet at the end, so if you lose the nut, you can pick it up back with the end of it.
Do you want the address?
I prefer faxing. I mean, I like to come in as little as possible. Do I have to come in on a daily basis to pick up parts?
Yes.
Will you guys do drop shipments to my house?
Hold on one moment.
Holding on one moment. Want some loser sending in a gay and lesbian switchboard number. That sounds good.
Yeah, hi, this is Joe. Can I help you?
Hey, Big Joe, how you doing there, buddy?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Calling about, I have a problem with a drop shipment. Still hasn't made it over here, so I was calling in late over there talking about something. I have no idea what she's talking about.
You have a drop shipment?
Right.
Okay. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from...
Who are you with?
I'm in Winter Park.
No, no. What company?
With Winter Park.
You have a delivery for us.
No, no, no. You guys, we're supposed to make a drop shipment together, and your guy still hasn't shown up here. So then I was going to apply for a job, and this is like a big freaking joke, this place.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is Weston Air, right?
Yes, it is.
You guys have, this is the third time in a row that you jerks have not shown up for these drop shipments.
What are you talking about, drop shipping?
You're a bunch of jerks.
You're
not even from Florida. Where are you from? You're from New York. Asshole. I'm going to call back, talk to Joe. Something more, bitch.
What are you talking about?
Good morning, Weston Air. This is Ann speaking. May I help you?
Hey, you put that jerk-ass Joe back on the phone.
Hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Hey, what's the matter?
Hello?
You jerk ass. You hung up the phone. Was it an accident or on purpose? You tell me the truth right now.
What? You know what? What is your problem? What,
hey,
are, what
hey,
are you calling here
you,
for?
You jerk ass people forgot about the drop shipment again, didn't you? You son of a bitch.
I gotta stop calling him jerk ass. I think jerk ass is a bad thing.
Big old Josh saying jerk ass.
Jerk ass, motherfucker. All right, we're gonna let me circle. I'm gonna highlight that one and put a star next to it. Tuck, you know what that means? That it's a special number that we might call again.
Yes, special, special.
Special, special. It's got a star. Watch me autograph that right now. I'm gonna put my star in it. Hang on. Let me circle it first. Weston Air, and then we're gonna use a highlighter star. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nice and small.
That's right. There you go. Gold star for them. Auto body technician here also, 5 years experience. Eye care preferred. Whatever eye care means. It must be some kind of computer machine they use. Good pay and benefits in the Kissimmee area. That's too far away. I don't want a job over there. Automotive service advisors. Universal Nissan Hyundai. Is it Hyundai or Hyundai? I never figured it out. I used to say, oh, it's got HYU, so I guess it would be Hyundai. And who drives this? Do people still drive those? What happened to Datsun anyway? Last I knew, Datsun was the hot shit for pickup trucks. Now you can't find a Datsun anywhere. I want a Datsun. Who bought Datsun? Let's call Hyundai and ask him about the Datsun cars, man, because that's sad. We need Datsun back. Let me Wikipedia that real quick. Datsun, D-A-T-S. I bet you a lot of kids don't even know who Datsun is. Datsun was like Japanese, I thought. Datsun was a Japanese company. It was an American company, was it? Datsun was an automobile.
I don't know.
It says it was an automobile marquee. There was never an actual Datsun company, it says here. It was Nissan. Oh, yeah, Nissan old Datsun. Okay, I knew it was something like that.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
Don't believe the hyperbole. It's like a murder spree. Get sniped verbally.
In 2001, Nissan marketed their D22 pickup model in Japan with the name Datsun, thus the rebirth of the name. This time, however, the use of the brand name was restricted to one specific model name and was only produced from 2001 to October 2002. So there was a resurgence of it, but not for long. I'm looking here. The name change campaign lasted for a year between 82 and 84. And Nissan said it cost them $500 million. How does it cost $500 million to stop calling stuff Datsun and just calling it Nissan? Why don't you just change the name? People are still going to buy the car.
Ridiculous amounts of money for nothing.
On bullshit.
Pipe languages, the street cred, that's why we're in this pithole now.
Stupid people. Stupid rich people screwed everything up.
People with their minds in the asses. They didn't need to be spending, and there was no reason for them to be spending, but they would say they were selling billions of dollars.
On horseshit jackassery is what it was. Okay, let's call this taxi place.
Look at it this way.
No, we're not going to call a taxi place.
A billion seconds ago was 1950.
A billion seconds ago was 1950? That's not that much. Okay. Five wacky women gift shop and retail store. Lonesome Loser sent that. And also we have the gay and lesbian switchboard. Let's call the gay and lesbian switchboard. I'm game for that. Nothing wrong with that. Let's call that right now. Hang on, ladies.
Hello.
Gay lesbian switchboard.
This is the gay lesbian switchboard.
This is the gay lesbian switchboard.
Oh, good, good, good. Could you please put me through to that one guy that lives, he's about three blocks down from me that I suspect he's gay?
Excuse me?
Could you please put me down? I think his name is Bruce. He lives on 22 Main.
I don't know anybody on 22 Main. I'm not near Main.
Well, this is the gay and lesbian switchboard, right?
This is the gay and lesbian switchboard. So yes, please, I've said that four times.
Please, well, and for the third time, I'm asking you to put me through to the gay person that lives three blocks down from me so
there
I can speak
no
to him.
There is no one else here, and there is no gentleman here, and I don't know what you're talking about down the
well,
street.
Is this not a switchboard? Aren't you supposed to be able to put me through to gay people?
No, I'm not. That's not what it's about.
No, I spoke to the guy at 411, and he said if I wanted to get through to homosexuals specifically...
Okay, sir, he's obviously not telling you the truth. I can't transfer you to nobody. This is a switchboard line. It's like a hotline if you're in trouble or if you need resources.
I need resources. I need to speak to that guy. I need to speak to him about
okay,
a job
you
offer.
You need to get the direct number from that guy. Because I don't have his number, I can't...
All I know that he's gay is all I know, and then I call 401, and they say they call the gay switchboard, and they gave me your number.
Right, but I don't know...
Just type it in. Type it in your computer, 22 Main Gay, and you'll probably come back with a response. You have Google?
No, I can't...
Google it!
No, I don't. You do it.
I don't have a computer.
Okay, well, I can't find...
I've got an Epson, like, 5500 word processor, but it doesn't go on the internet. Can you please Google gay 22 Main here in town and get me through? This is a switchboard. What's your job? What are you doing?
You need to calm down before I disconnect you.
May I speak to the supervisor, please?
What is the name of the... I am the supervisor.
Who's your supervisor? Who's policing the police? Who's policing the police here?
Excuse me?
Who's policing the police here? Who's your supervisor?
What is the name of the place you're looking for? I'm trying to help you.
It's a person.
Okay, I can't look up a person for
you. Okay, it's Craig. That's the name.
Okay, so you want me to look up a Craig. Sir, I can't...
On 22 Main, yes. This is the gay switchboard. They told me you people put me through to him. I'm suspecting maybe he's not gay. Did you find...
I put in 22 Main Street, and what came up is a community of textural artists.
All right, put me through to them. That's probably an artist,
okay,
yeah.
Sir, I can't put you through. This isn't like a switchboard from the 50s where I can put you through to a different line. That's not what this is. This is a hotline or a referral resource. Like, what I can do is...
Why don't you tell me for the fifth time what you said when you first picked up the phone?
Because I'm getting tired of telling you the same thing.
Well, no, you're required to tell me these things. This is your job, so young lady, you tell me right now, Missy.
No, I've already told you.
Look at here, Missy! You put me, you tell me those answers right now.
Yeah, that's a gay and lesbian switchboard. Awesome. That was good, Lonesome. Those are a good number. Good idea. Kokanee is sending in... What's the story now about a Berlin Zoo? What happened over there in Germany? What'd they do now? Lady jumps into the polar bear enclosure at the Berlin Zoo. Why would she do that? Was she going... Don't they have a polar bear called Nut or something like that? K-N-U-T? That they were all the rage about 2 or 3 years ago. Then he got big and started eating people. This here says I had to be 18 or over to see it. I don't think I want to see that. But, yeah, don't jump in the bear pits. Don't do that. So now we learn about Datsun. I guess I had a feeling Datsun had been gone for a while. But they had those pickup trucks that were all over the place for so long. There's one data. Datsun 720, it says here. One of the most popular pickup trucks ever sold in the United States. Definitely wasn't its time, it says here. That's something. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. More numbers to do here. The Mighty Mushroom Restaurant. Lonesome Loser says looks like they have very good reviews. That's a good sign. That must be popular. All right, we got a customer service job here for an assistant manager trainee. We're going to hire you to train to be an assistant manager someday. Good deal. $500 a week. No experience. My guess is this is, we're going to train you to be an assistant manager. While you're in training to become a manager, you're going to get to sell these colognes and perfumes to businesses. I had that once. I applied for a job. Oh, I got so pissed off. They were like, I got this job once. Well, I went to the interview, and they're like, the guy's like, I think 15 people showed up. And there were a few dissenters that got up and left. Anyway, so basically he's like, yeah, you know, there's no copyright on colognes and perfumes. You can't copyright a scent. So we sell designer imposter colognes and perfumes. And what we do is, you know, for 3 weeks, you have to go door-to-door to different businesses here in Orlando and try to sell these perfumes and colognes to the employees. And then after you do that, you know, you get your own office and a raise and this and that and a... I was like, "Are you kidding me?" It was like such bullshit. Like who? So anyway, So one of the guys that was there,
what a scam that is.
Well, one of the guys that was there, like it was a Friday, and it said, "All right, everybody come in on Monday, and you don't get paid for those 3 weeks. Like you can't get paid." Like, okay, so basically, you want me to work my ass off for 3 weeks trying to sell colognes, bothering people at work, and then you're probably going to tell me, "Oh, well, it didn't work out. Sorry, here you go," and I don't get paid, and I work for you for free for 3 weeks. No, thank you. But anyway, so a friend of mine, not a friend of mine, but I made a friend there, you know, at the interview that day, and we traded phone numbers, and I called him, and he said it was the worst thing ever. He said that they were like, they almost got arrested twice on the first day he was on a job. Like, he was shadowing this guy, and they were going to, like, they would go up to, like, the receptionist, and every single time they, you know, say, no, we don't have any solicitation, get out of here. And then I worked downtown in an office once, and I found out really quickly that these people come in all the time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Those are all over the place.
Oh,
the
man.
Where people will come with their perfume boxes all the fucking time.
Yeah, there's a guy.
It's the same kind of thing, I'm sure. It's just shit.
Right.
But
well,
dude, we don't want this. I mean,
yeah.
Other businesses don't want to deal with bullshit like that.
Yeah, but it was kind of, there was a guy, he used to come to our building all the time, but he actually had ties, you know, neckties, and they weren't that bad. I bought from him quite a few times. We had a guy who used to come around selling video games. Like, he would sell, like, Game Boy Advance games and stuff like that, PSP games. We used to think he was a thief. Then we had one guy came in once, and he was trying to sell art. He was trying to sell picture frames and stuff like that. And, like, the CEO of the company, the owner, got pissed off and yelled at him, told him to leave. And then 10 minutes later, I'm going downstairs, and I notice that one of the pictures on our wall has been stolen, and apparently the guy stole it. He came back like a year later, and he had that picture on him.
Exactly.
And we called the cops on him, but he got away. It was pretty funny. He actually stole a picture off our wall, like, yeah, fuck you, all right. He stole the picture off our wall, and he came back like a year later, and he had it in his inventory. Like, we're like, oh, really? Yeah, you're back. Uh-huh, let's see what you got.
He forgot.
Yeah, he had, like, he had a van, and then I was looking in there, and I said, and I told, I was like, my friend Renee, I was like, Renee, dude, that's that fucking picture right there. And he was like, hold up, don't you go nowhere. I was like, no, fuck that. And, like, you know, he got on his cell phone to call 911, and the guy ran off. I guess he forgot.
You don't know me.
Yeah,
man,
no.
You don't know me.
Yeah, he did the whole Jedi mind trick wave thing, like, you know. These aren't the pictures you're looking for. This isn't your picture. It was so funny, because I'm walking downstairs after they kicked him out the first time, and it was like this big, like, there's a spot in a square that looked like it used to have, it had like a darker shade than the rest of the wall, and it was like a nail. And I was like, don't tell me this guy did that. And I went upstairs like, hey, Renee, come here. And they're like, yeah, he stole that one picture of Don Quixote. He had a Don Quixote, like, I don't know. It's, whatever. Why do you have, I don't know, I don't want to explain the whole Don Quixote thing. There was a whole wall of Don Quixote art. What can I say? Coming up next, the assistant manager trainee. And after that, we got some more numbers from Lonesome Loser. We got about 30 minutes left to show, though. Lonesome Loser, you can stop confirming, because I got to get somewhere around noon. I got to do my parents' taxes for them. They're going to come over. And I got to air out the place a little bit, if you know what I mean. All right. All right. Cool. We'll be right back. Next prank.
Hi, this is the association. Hello.
Hello.
Am I speaking to the association?
And this is Southeast Association. How may I help you?
Yes, I wanted to apply for that manager job.
Okay.
Will I get to fire people?
Probably not.
See, I just recently got fired from my job, and I just so want to get revenge. I'm trying to get a job where I can just fire several people and then be done with it. I just want to get back at society, get back at you people. You're disgusting.
Oh.
What information do you need to give me the job? Hurry up. I want the job. I need a job.
Okay, well, we're doing interviews today.
Uh-huh. Phone interview? Do I have to come in?
So the address is... Yes.
I do it on the phone. Okay, so what time should I call back for the interview?
No, you come in.
Where do I come into?
The address
is... Okay. What suite is that?
It's
okay, I've heard of it before, yes. So what kind of job is this? What do I need? What do you require me to bring? What do I need to bring with me? Resume?
Yes.
Sell me on the job. I'm not going to come down, honey, unless you give me some information. What am I going to do exactly? Do I have to sell perfumes and colognes?
No, basically, it's a distribution company for a home maintenance system.
So, am I going
to
be...
you would just be talking to the customers about the product and answering any questions that they have.
Are these really... Wait a minute now. Are these really...
Remote managers from within.
Are these really customers? This is more like I'm going to be calling people to try to make them customers.
No, they really are customers.
Are they old people? What kind of... What is this, a diabetes machine?
No, it's like cleaning system. It's like cleaning supplies and stuff.
Okay. So they're going to call me? Are you sure I'm not going to... If I have to call anybody, lady, it's going to be me and you. If you people aren't going to make me call people,
no,
right?
You have to talk to people face-to-face.
But, okay, so... But are they expecting me to come over, or am I just showing up?
Yes. There's appointments, and you go to those appointments.
I'm not calling to make appointments. I want you... If I have to make one phone call, I'm going to consider the job invalid. Yeah. And you have to keep paying my salary while I'm gone.
No, you don't have to do that.
Well, all right. And I don't have to go bother people. They're going to expect me to come over when I'm coming over, right?
Yes.
Do I do demonstrations with a carpet machine?
Yes.
Do I get the soil stuff and then clean it?
Yes. I mean, you'll basically demonstrate how it works.
What's the name of the product? Hello, sir?
Hello.
Yeah, what's the name of the product, please?
That's something you will have to speak with the
No, wait a minute. So I'm supposed to come and apply for a job, and I don't even know what the product is. What's the big secret? Bullshit. Tuck, you show up to these jobs sometimes, man. It's fucking bullshit. Feed you a whole line of shit when you first call in.
I never show up to anything like that.
Oh, fuck.
I ain't show up to anything that shady.
When I was younger, I didn't realize, and I showed up, and the second one, I flipped down the guy. I got mad. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. It's the third one in a row where you people want me to sell shit. Fuck you. You go there, oh, yeah, customer service job. Fill out all this paperwork, come and get all dressed up. Drive fucking 30 minutes in downtown Orlando. I remember that. Paying tolls and shit. You get there, oh, yeah, you're going to have to sell this. I said, wait a minute, you said customer service, some bitch. Oh, well. Fucking city.
How can I help you?
Who's this?
Hello, how can I help you?
What are the big secrets around here? I'm still waiting for the information on what the product is I'm supposed to sell.
I'm sorry? Our product?
Yeah, what's the stupid product I'm supposed to sell?
We are a distribution company for a home maintenance system.
Okay, so I was told, what's the name of the home maintenance system?
It's called the Centria.
How do you spell that?
Centria.
I'm looking it up right now.
But sir, you are extremely rude, so do me a favor and please do not come in here.
No, I'm already coming in. I've got the information. Fucking bitch.
The Kirby Centria. Reviewed by Consumer Search. Let's see what this says here about the Kirby Centria. It's by Kirby. That's a vacuum company. This sounds like bullshit to me. This is those Kirby people. Yeah, they go house to house also. Can't tell me that because they tried to get my dad a job once.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
Like, yeah, you got to go house to house selling... no, bullshit.
Kirby, that, yeah, that's
it. Busted.
That's a house to house vacuum company.
12 separate machines in one easy-to-use unit. Oh, man. What a bunch of crap. Can you believe that? Here we go. Here's a review. Let me read this here. I'm going to call him back on this review. If it'll open... Taking your time, consumersearch.com. Pros. Here we go. The Kirby Centria vacuum does a good job cleaning carpeting and hard floors, and it has useful tools and minimal emissions. Emissions? Mm-hmm. Considering its price, however, reviews say the Kirby Centria is unusually noisy, heavy, and hard to push. Furthermore, experts and owners alike frown on Kirby's high-pressure door-to-door sales tactics. Ha ha ha! Busted. Look what I found, everybody. What did I tell you? What did I tell you, man? I know this shit. It says it right here. Furthermore, experts and owners alike frown on Kirby's high-pressure door-to-door sales tactics. Mm-hmm. I'm onto their little game. That's what I said. Oh, yeah, you're being rude. No, I'm not being rude. I'm just being protective of myself, and I'm not going to be going bothering people door-to-door. You get shot.
What was the cover name again?
What was
what
it?
Did you say it was?
Home cleaning. What was it? Home cleaning system? Something like that. Some home cleaning system. Oh, Jesus.
No, it was a name.
It was Centria. Kirby Centria.
Centria. So if you hear anything like Centria, you know why that shit is.
Yeah, you know.
So you hear it, you say, what was that Centria?
Be on guard. You're ready to learn on Manhouse Radio what the Kirby Centria is. Don't deal with it. They're going to push it on you. You don't want to get pushed on. Do you think I am?
Denise Association, we're positive. How can I help you?
Hello, yes. I seem to have been disconnected accidentally earlier. I was calling for my application.
Okay. What's your name?
This is Valente.
Okay. Did you come in and fill one out?
Yes, I did. Hey, is this that stupid Kirby Centria stupid crap?
Sorry, excuse me?
This is the stupid Kirby crap that you people are trying to get me to sell, that Kirby vacuum shit.
This stupid Kirby shit?
Yeah, it sucks is what it is. You know what? My mom got run over by one of those Kirby vacuums, and now she's got to get cortisone shots every week, and you people refuse to put it on the warranty. You sons of bitch.
Got what?
This bullshit. Your vacuum ran over my mom's foot and hurt her foot, and you people refuse to put it under warranty to help her medical bills out.
You're telling me the Kirby and ran over your mother's foot?
That's right.
You're telling me the Kirby just turned on and ran over your mother's
foot? No, she was using it under normal operations.
Okay, so she ran over her foot.
No, the machine ran over her foot because it was designed flawed. Flawless is a flawed design.
I'm sorry. You have to push the Kirby in order for it to move. It can't just start running away and run over your mother's foot.
Well, it went over her foot when she was using it, is all I know. You have to push it to use it.
That means that she pushed it over her foot.
Yeah, well, and why did it break her foot? Why did it hurt her?
Well, it's a pretty strong machine. It's not designed to run over people's feet.
Well, is it designed to hurt people? In normal?
No, it is not, but it's not designed for to go over somebody's foot.
Yeah, but it's not designed. Yeah, exactly. Then why did it do it? Why did it?
Why did we put that into our plan to make sure that it doesn't hurt people's foot?
Well, maybe you should. Maybe because you people sell inferior products.
I'm sorry, sir. You can look our product up online, and it has great reviews. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I refuse your job offer because I'm not going to come down with you people.
That's fine. You're extremely rude, anyway.
You have blood on your hands.
That's fine.
You have blood on your hands. I hope you have nightmares when you go to sleep and you cry when you wake
nightmares
up every morning.
When you go to sleep?
Yes, I hope you do. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I hope you get pimples also. Acne and sleep apnea. I hope all those things on you.
Oh, my God. You are funny.
Mm-hmm. I hope you get ingrown toenails.
Ingrown toenails?
Ingrown hairs, too, yeah. And I hope you get heavy periods. I hope every single period you get from here on out is heavy, and that you have exceptionally high hot flashes when you hit menopause age. If you haven't yet, you'll crow. I command you to hang up the phone, Kirby, bitch. Can I speak to someone else, please?
My boyfriend. Oh. Excuse me?
Why are you talking to your boyfriend?
Excuse me?
Why are you talking to your boyfriend?
Who is this on the phone right now?
This is your boyfriend.
Who is this?
Hello. I'm a friend of your boyfriend.
Who is this?
I'm a friend of your boyfriend.
What is your name?
Valente.
Valente?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody named Valente.
I'm a friend of your boyfriend.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Okay. You know, he keeps a pair of your panties and he sniffs them when he's driving in his Honda all the time.
What?
I'm tired of you. I'm going to hang up the phone now. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello. Hello?
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I had to make
Can I help you?
Yes, I had to make a complaint about the vacuum, please.
Okay.
It hurt my mother and your people are refusing to put it under warranty.
Put what under warranty?
The medical bills for my mother's foot that got damaged by your machine.
Okay, well, that would be your homeowner's insurance. I would take care of that.
No. They said that I had to refer to you because the product went over her foot and it was designed to hurt people.
Okay, well...
Where does it say in the manual for the Kirby machine, where does it say in the manual that your people aren't responsible if the machine is turned on under normal operation and it hurts somebody? Because the last time I checked, this
is
the...
Where does it say that with a blender?
It does say...
Where does it say with a blender...
I can show you right here.
...in there to cut your finger off.
It says you're not supposed to. It says you're not supposed to put your hand in it when it's in operation.
Okay, well, I don't think you're supposed to, like, put your foot underneath the vacuum when it's in operation.
She was just pushing it. She was just pushing it like she's supposed to, and it went over her foot.
If she's behind it, how would it go over her foot?
Because it's flawed. It has a defect in it.
What
and it
about
went over
your lawnmower? Are you going to lawnmower
it,
your
the
foot?
Lawnmower says do not put your hands while in operation. Don't put your feet in front of it.
Okay, well...
Go get your books and go get your books if you tell me where it is, on what page, and I'll secede. But I know my lawyer looked at all the papers and we got a case.
Okay, then why isn't your lawyer calling? Why are you calling?
Because I can't pay for the money for him to call. He charges me out the wazoo. I have to make all the phone calls myself, but he's doing
all
the letters.
Well, if there was a case, there's all these...
So what? Because I'm poor, you're saying because I'm poor I'm not entitled? Are you saying that I'm not entitled?
You're poor.
Well, what you say if I can't afford it? What's that supposed to mean? And why was that woman...
I said there's attorneys.
That woman said that she didn't care if my mother had an ingrown toenail because of the machine, and that I had sleep.
About an ingrown toenail?
The woman was talking about ingrown toenails in the background.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, can you put her back on the phone and explain?
Your injury?
Can you please put her back on the phone and explain what she meant by ingrown toenails?
Let me get your name and your phone number.
This is Valente.
I'm going to pass this on to a manager.
I will speak to the manager now.
He's not available right now.
I can hold. I can hold.
Okay. And what is your mother's name who bought
I'm holding.
Machine?
I'm holding. This is the Valente family.
Okay. Can I get your phone number in case you get disconnected?
407-459-4534.
45 what? 3 what?
4. 1.
4541?
Okay.
What was the phone number?
Exactly.
All right, there we go. I'm going to get rid of her. Huzzy. Fuck Kirby. I knew that was a flimflam, man. I know, I could tell. I could smell those a mile away. Great call, says EP. Kokanee says she was trying to push it up the stairs and it rolled backward. There you go. Good idea. That's how it happened. He's trying to push it up a ramp. Yeah. All right, good. That was fun. Maybe we'll call that next week again and have more fun with the Kirby people. Let me close these windows here and see what else we can call. With the force of get slaughtered. Use stealth, play out. We got enough time for about one. Hang on, what's going on, Syndicate? I think someone was going to go on a 12. What's going on? Sorry, Syndicators. Does someone need to go on now? 12, let me know. Yo, Carlito, Dr. Gorilla's ready for the 12 o'clock transfer. That's right. Dr. Gorilla, everybody, next on Syndicate Radio and on Madhouse Radio. We're going to pass things over as well to the rotation. All right, take it away, Dr. Gorilla. Thank you, everybody on Syndicate, for watching / listening. Enjoy Dr. Gorilla. Please don't give him a hard time because he is... a member of his family is sick.
Yeah. Show your titties.
That's
show
right. Titties. Let's do it. Bye-bye. All right. Syndicate's off. All right. I got to play a prank call here, and I got to answer I got a phone call coming in from my dad. He's on his way over. Let me see how far away he is.
Okay, Orlando, Texas. Call number one. Oh, we gotta call. We gotta play something longer than that. Oh boy, I promise I'll try to do two or three more prank calls before we go tonight. Today. Compton Pizza. Right back.
Hey, what's up? This is Eric Wright. How you doing?
Eric Wright.
Hello, how can I help you?
This is Eric Wright. Who's this? Who am I talking to?
This is Michael.
Michael?
Uh-huh.
Do you take special orders ahead of time so I can spend as little time as possible inside the store? It's a large order, and I can secure it with a credit card.
Well, usually we used to, like, do it, like, with the credit card. Like, you know, we could take the credit card number and everything.
Right.
But now our systems don't work like that no more.
They don't take credit cards anymore? Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, with the number you would tell us, and we'll put it in and everything. No. Now we can't work like that anymore because, I guess, previous incidents or anything. So
there was an incident.
Like, in large orders, we'll have somebody come and, you know, basically give, like, you know, a deposit, and then from there, you know, work from there.
I saw on 2020 where a man called to order the pizza. Not your place, but a man called to order a pizza, and they took his credit card numbers, and they wrote them down with all the codes and everything. And then the next thing he knew, they cleaned him out for everything and his benefits, and they had him dishonorably discharged from the army and everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, like, well, that's probably experience that, you know, they happen, but we usually don't do that. So if you'd like to come in, we'll be more than happy to, you know, take your deposit and take your order. And...
But what kind of people, is it, are there dirty people that come in?
No, I'm just saying so we could prevent, you know, any of that or anything. Not,
yeah, but you see...
That, but I'm just saying, like, that's how we take it now.
The reason why I want to do it over the phone is because when I come in...
It's because...
I don't like to touch the counters or the doors or anything. I wore a surgical mask that... It's the same surgical mask that I've been wearing for 2 years, and it's probably having no effect. But I come in, and I would like, you know, sanitary conditions. But what type of people come in? Are they affluent people? Do some of them look like they don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom?
Well, you know, I can't tell you what other people do. We just serve our customers to our best of our ability. So, you know, we have our sanitary issues here, and we have bulletproof glass. So, you know, it's all up to you whether you want to take it how you take
Wait,
it.
Wait, you have bulletproof glass?
Yes, we do. So
even at the front?
Yes, we do.
So how do you get the food?
Through an exchange window.
Hey, man, is that because you guys are in Compton that you have bulletproof glass, like in a bank?
Well, not probably because of the area and because of our employee safety. So basically, we just safeguard it and...
Man,
that's it.
Is it really that bad in Compton? For real? Like, I always heard, yo, you know, Dr. Dre and this, and that's like, it's not really like that, you know.
Well, it's just a stereotype that people would put out there, so, you know, basically, you know.
Well, that's some stupid, right here, so, you know, stupid white boys come in, they're starting problems then, right?
No, not really. It's just... You know, however it goes, you know, we just...
That's bullshit. The white boys always start problems. There's a job here for a body shop helper. We got about 20 minutes left.
Hey!
We got about 20 minutes left or so. Body shop helper. It says, call Tony. My presumption, I'm going to assume Tony's Italian.
You apologize before you go on the air with that remark, mister. I'm going to issue a complaint.
I'm marrying a white girl. Come on, man. It's all right. I can say those things.
Of some sort. I'm going to write some sort of form...
You can
put
do
my name on it and send it to you, and then you'll be in trouble. And you go, oh no!
Well, you should
what
get it.
Done?
You should get it notarized.
Why, sir?
Alright, we're gonna call Tony and make disparaging remarks about Italians.
I have a notary right down the street.
Italians.
I see you peeing in your pants, little sissy boy.
Jerks. Welcome to the octagon, lay a player flat before the trainer felt his clock was on. Keep your socks torn.
We are unavailable to take your call. Please leave a message. Press 1 to play messages. Press 2. 22 messages. Message 1.
Good morning. I'm calling in regards to the Body Shop Helper ad in the newspaper. My name is Robert. And I have all the experience required for the job. My phone number is... Thank you much.
12:15 a.m. Sunday.
And I spoofed the number as the guy with the job offer. So this would be quite confusing.
Hello.
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 May I speak with Robert, please?
There is no Robert at this number.
I'm returning a number for Mr. Roberto regarding a job. This is Tony.
Oh, no, this is Alberto. It's
Alberto. Oh, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good, sir. Right,
so how can I help you?
I saw your ad in the newspaper this morning.
How good are you with the car machines?
With the car machines, as frame straightening machine?
Yeah, straightening the machine.
Well, I haven't worked very much on that aspect of the body shop. I was, I worked for Auto Body.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do a whole lot of the wet sanding, detailing, preparation for returning of the cars. That was my main line, installing door panels back, putting the cars back together after they had been repaired.
You know what? You got it, man. Come on down to the shop. When you want? You want to start tomorrow, Monday through Friday?
I'm game.
All right,
where are you at? You tell me and I'll get there.
Come on down to the shop tomorrow. Bring your papers with you, and we'll start.
Okay.
All right. 9 a.m. You can wear jeans, but we prefer a collared shirt.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Alberto.
Okay.
We'll see you then.
Like a polo shirt, a three button shirt.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, give me an address.
All right, we'll see you then. Thank you, Alberto.
Give me an address.
Okay, you got it. All right,
hello.
You got that? 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Where?
At the shop.
Where is the shop?
It's in Orlando.
Give me an address.
You got it. All right, Alberto, we'll see you tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Hold on.
Okay, talk to you.
Hello?
I'm looking forward to this. Thank you very much. It came down to between you
hello?
And you. We had a girl, Roberta and Alberto. I think we'd rather go with the guy.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Come down to the shop, sir.
All right. But tell me where the shop is. I don't know where the shop is.
The fire alarm is going off.
Hello?
There's a fire alarm going off. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, yeah.
Hello?
9 a.m. You got it?
But you got to tell me where the shop is. I don't know where the shop is.
At the shop. It's downtown.
Downtown where? Give me an address.
There's a fire alarm again. Hang on. Hey, I'm going to go outside so you can hear me, all right?
I need an address.
Okay, you ready? You got the shop 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. Three button pull down shirt.
I need an address.
Okay.
I need an address.
You need the address. You need the address.
Yeah, I need an address.
All right, it's 122. 122. I'm sorry, we got a problem. They're doing a test on the fire alarm and it keeps going off.
I hear it.
Okay.
I hear it.
All right, it's 120.
Go ahead.
122.
Uh-huh.
Southwest. Battery. Downtown.
Southwest what?
122. Southwest. Downtown.
I didn't get that.
All right, we'll see you at 9 a.m. You got it.
I didn't get that.
Okay.
I didn't get the address.
We got it. I got you. You got it. We got it.
I didn't get the address. Come on.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
What is that noise?
I don't know. Let me call you back. Is this Tony?
This is Tony, yeah.
Let me call you back because I'm getting some noise on the line.
Is the fire alarms going off?
Okay, what's the address again? 122 what?
Southwest on 5th Street.
I didn't get that. I get that.
Sir, you know what? Forget it. If you can't write down directions, forget it. It's just not going to work out, Alberto.
Oh, you're playing with me, man.
Good night. Good luck to you,
Alberto. What's the address?
I'm going to call Roberto, all right?
What's the address?
You're
not giving me the address.
I thought I meant to call Robert. I meant to call Robert, not Alberto. I made a mistake.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm going to call
What's
Robert.
What's the address?
I'm calling Robert. No, forget it. No. This is not going to work out, no.
Oh, you're playing with me, man. Why you call me to play with me?
I got
to
go. That's it. I'm calling Robert. No.
All right. Good luck, man.
All right,
good
you
luck.
Too. Bye-bye.
That's a horrible thing I just did. That is so bad. I'm going to hell. Oh, my God.
He was wise enough to figure it out.
That's still, Todd, that's not good. I feel really embarrassed right now with myself.
Good for him.
That's not good at all.
Because most people would be too stupid and, you know.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I'm calling, the caller ID says the number. He's probably going to call Tony back legitimately pissed off. Like, motherfucker. You fucking with me? Why you fucking with me? And Tony's going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Didn't call anybody. And it's just going to be this hot. Oh, man. This is bad. Oh, man. I think the only problem is the fact that with the fire alarm, it might have been too much to edit. It might be too loud. I don't know. We'll see. We'll work on it. That's going to be a funny prank call to edit, though. I'll have to think on a morality basis. I got to think, is it right to release it as a prank call? Because literally, that guy's probably desperate for work. And you heard his desperation in his voice. Like, give me the address. Give me the address, please. Please give me the address. But guys, you should know, honestly, it never happens like that. No one just calls, oh yeah, you're hired. Come on down to the shop. All right. Okay, I go. I'm going to the shop. Well, going to the shop.
Good for him to catch it.
Good. Well, I'm sure he'll be fine. Obama's in office. We'll be all right. Everything will work out. Suckers. All right, I think that's it. That's it for me. I wish I could stay on. I'd stay until 1 o'clock, but my dad will be here in about 15 minutes, and I got to help him out with taxes, so I got to get all my madhouse-related stuff out of here because my parents don't know I do the show. They don't. They might know now after I get arrested for doing what I just did to that guy.
It's Monday morning. I haven't done shit yet because I'm fucking with you on the TeamSpeak over here when I just got shit to do.
You should be coloring the lines, penciling in lines. Tuck, isn't that what you do all day, penciling
right.
in the lines?
That's right, coloring lines to do. And
I'm supposed to be coloring in the lines and painting the brushes, and I'm not doing it because of you. All right, we're out of here. White people dance. Thank you, Tuck.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.